Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Industries Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Farah, and good evening to everybody joining in for Supreme Industries Q4 and FY26 post-earnings call. So we have, as usual, the senior management of the company led by Mr. M.P. Taparia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, VP, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. Thank you, and over to Mr. Taparia for his opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Aasim. I am M.P. Taparia, Chairman and Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial results for quarter and year ended 31st March 2026. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 753,907 tons of plastic goods and achieved revenue from operation of rupees 11,218 crore during the year under review against sale of 674,510 tons and revenue of rupees 10,446 crore in the previous year, achieving volume and revenue growth of about 12% and 7% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the year under review stood at rupees 1,654 crore and rupees 954 crore respectively, as compared to rupees 1,552 crore and rupees 961 crore in the previous year. This represents an increase of 7% in operating profit, while profit after tax declined marginally by 1% year-on-year. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the year ended 31st March 2026, as compared to previous year, has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 14% in volume and 11% in value term. Industrial product segment business degrew by 1% in volume and 3% in value term. Packaging product segment grew by 5% in volume and 3% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 4% in volume and degrew by 1% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added products increased to rupees 4,677 crore as compared to rupees 4,060 crore in the previous year, achieving growth of 15%. The company proposes to commit capital expenditure in excess of rupees 1,000 crore during the year, including carry-forward commitments from the previous year. CapEx plan includes new greenfield projects for plastic piping system at Patna in Bihar, Jammu in Jammu and Kashmir, and Gadegaon near Jalgaon in Maharashtra, and a new facility for material handling product at Malanpur in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed and committed CapEx is principally aimed at strengthening manufacturing capabilities, expanding capacity, enhancing product offering, and advancing sustainability initiatives. The planned capital expenditure is expected to enhance the company's annual installed capacity by approximately 110,000 metric tons, taking the total installed production capacity to around 1.35 million tons per annum. The financial year 2025-26 was a challenging yet eventful year for the company, marked by volatility in raw material prices, prolonged unseasonal rainfall, subdued infrastructure spending, and heightened global geopolitical uncertainties. Volatility in PVC resin prices, including frequent sharp price movement during the year, significantly impacted channel dynamics, while extended monsoon condition affected demand, particularly in the agriculture segment. Despite these challenges, the company delivered healthy volume growth across its diversified product portfolio, underpinned by its strong domestic market orientation, wide product range, robust distribution network, and disciplined execution. The plastic piping system business retained its leadership position, aided by continued expansion of value-added product, launch of new system, and capacity augmentation across various locations. The company further expanded its portfolio by introducing new SKUs and system catering to diverse applications in line with the evolving requirement of a growing economy. With a wider range of electrofusion and olefin fitting, the company entered the industrial piping system segment, thereby opening additional business opportunities. During the year, the government announced large infrastructure investment, which are expected to support demand for water supply network under Har Ghar Jal initiative and the expansion of pipe natural gas infrastructure for household usage. The company continued to implement a prudent and well-defined business strategy anchored on five key pillars: innovation, smart manufacturing, strong relationship with the channel partner, effective customer service, and deeper reach across the country. Company is happy to announce that a new product segment in window and door division at Kanpur Dehat in UP has gone into production effective 1st March 2026. The product is well received by the market. Company expects to sell the capacity by next year, which will also enable it to expand capacity at the same site. The company's consumer and packaging business delivered stable to encouraging performance with targeted product innovation, customer diversification, and focus on value-added offering. Industrial segment, however, continued to witness demand slowdown from OEM customers. Export performance witnessed moderation due to geopolitical development and tariff-related disruption. However, the company remained optimistic and making focused effort to boost export of company products to avail the emerging opportunities with many free trade agreements already signed by India and some are in progress, which will enable the country to boost export of manufactured goods. Looking ahead, the Indian economy remains well positioned for sustained growth driven by domestic consumption, infrastructure development, and policy support. With a strong balance sheet, zero debt, expanding manufacturing base, technology leadership, and diversified business model, the company is confident of delivering improved performance in the coming years and creating long-term value for all stakeholders. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and year, month ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, CPC Somani and Sri Arjun Sabu, are available to reply to your various queries led by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star followed by one on the touchtone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to please use only handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
First question is on the inventory gain, which we would have had in March because of higher PVC pricing. Could you help with the number for the fourth quarter or for the full year, whichever you have?
A full year, there may be hardly any inventory gain. But earlier quarter, there may be inventory loss.
Yes, sir. I'm aware of that.
We don't see any inventory gain for a full year. But in especially in the fourth quarter, there may be inventory gain net to net, maybe around 70 to 80 crores.
Okay, sir. Got that. And, sir, second and last question was on CapEx. You have detailed in the press release about the CapEx, but any plans on the packaging side where you think you should expand capacity?
Packaging side, we have purchased a land at near JNPT. The process is going on. Once the land comes in our possession, then we will announce putting a facility to make packaging product. It's close to JNPT area. We must be marked for export market.
So how much would be the capex there? What kind of capacity we think we should?
Let the land come in our hand, then we'll talk to you. Preach.
All right, sir. And last question, sir. What was the growth for CPVC pipes and fittings?
Last year, we had a growth of around 38%.
Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best for the next year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Sir, now how are we looking at the overall volume and piping volume for FY27?
Piping will be a growth of 27. We anticipate growth within 15% to 17%.
15% to 17% in piping and overall?
Overall around 12% to 13%.
12% to 13%. And for margins, sir, how now we look at the margins?
Margin will be between 14% to 14.5%.
14.5%. Okay.
14.5.
14.5, sir, na?
14 to 14.5.
Okay, 14 to 14.5. Okay, got it. Sir, now given the PVC prices, so much volatility that we have seen, 47, 48 rupees up in the January to March, and then again 32, 33 rupees down. So how one can look at, do we still see the volatility to continue, or now it seems to be stabilizing, and now in last 10, 15 days, how are we seeing the channel inventory or the demand, because such a volatility is there, how it is impacting the demand?
First, polymer prices are commodity products, they remain volatile. This is not a new situation. Last year was typically too much volatility, but the way price remains always volatility. It can't remain steady price throughout the year. It never remained. And now the PVC prices have come down quite a lot. Between 5th April to 21st April, the prices have come down by 34 rupees, that is 30% price went down. But prior to that, in the month of March, the price went up by 32%. So that price increase has been corrected in the month of April. Now the inventory also at the distributor level, retail level are mostly cleared. So we do not anticipate now any price reduction also, because rupee is getting weaker. Rupee around 94.5, so our rupee has become quite weak and we are too much import dependent. So we do not see any price erosion now in PVC price for time being.
Got it. Got it, sir. And lastly, sir, this 110,000 capacity that we are adding, out of that, how much will be in the piping segment, and this entire 110,000 will be added by FY27?
They'll be added by FY27 for sure.
Okay, and out of that,
100,000 will be in piping sector only.
Okay, the entire would be in the piping, you are saying?
100,000 will be piping sector, 10,000 will be mostly in material handling system.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it, sir. And then, lastly, in terms of the for this Q1 particularly specifically, do we see any inventory gain or loss?
There is an inventory loss. They can't be gained now. With price falling by 34 rupees, how can they be gained? They can't be gained.
I understand, but because the previous high cost.
How can they find a gain in the price they are dropping? They can't be inventory gain.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is can we bifurcate in your view the Q4 volume growth? We believe, channel inventory has improved in Q4. So possibly what would be the growth because of end demand and because of channel inventory?
I don't know.
It is not feasible to just quantify it that way.
Yeah, more than 50,000 retailers. We don't know now what it is. No, not possible different.
Okay. Got it.
Tell me.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, we are audible.
Yeah. One last question from my side. So can you give a sense on how, channel inventory has moved in Q4 quarter, month-wise, and lastly, how is the channel inventory in April now?
We have no idea. We have no idea, dear friend.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai, PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to the demand, especially for the agri, as we had seen a lot of fluctuation in the PVC resin prices. And we also understand the Q4 and Q1 is where the agri demand comes in. So do you see any, impact on the agri demand, especially because of a PVC resin price fluctuation in the Q4?
PVC resin price now Q4. Demand start only from Q1. Q4 demand was impacted in the month of March. But now Q1, we are trying Q1 only. Now demand has started full force. There is no issue. Big demand now coming from agriculture segment.
So with the price correction, demand has picked up in the agri?
Price has come down very low. And agriculture sector, they don't keep inventory earlier. Normally they don't keep. And so now the price is quite low, so demand has come very briskly.
Okay. And also with these fluctuation in the PVC resin prices, have you seen any impact on the plumbing, especially some delay from the builder side or the project side of business in the Q4?
You can't complete a building without plumbing.
Okay. One clarification on the...
Plumbing, na? They did not demand destruction from the user. They did not demand destruction.
Okay. Okay, sir. And one clarification on your 38% of YOY growth in the CPVC. Is that of a volume or a value?
Which are volume or value, we don't know.
This is a volume growth in the CPVC.
Yeah, for the full year.
For a full year. And... can you give any indication how much is a contribute to our total piping business?
No idea.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, it's a request. Please limit your questions to 2 questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Sneha from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. What would have been the industry growth in FY26? Any number there or maybe even Q4 would be helpful.
Plastic piping system?
Yes, sir.
We are told by raw material producer that it was minus 9%.
Minus 9% for the FY26 growth?
FY26, there is a volume degrowth by 9% in plastic piping system in the country.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that's it. how are things looking up from here? Anything from polymer suppliers or your say that, you know, how is industry likely to grow in FY27? And any uptake that you've seen in Nalsejal?
I'm not clear. Your question, I'm not clear to me. What you asked?
What's the kind of growth at an industry level that we're expecting in FY27 and any uptake that you've seen in Nalsejal scheme, because there were very recently some allocations made?
Industry growth, yeah, you can ask Ram to produce, but they told us they anticipate 8% growth this year.
Anything on Nalsejal, sir? Recently there were allocations. Have we seen any pickup or government spending starting to take place? Any fund releases?
No. As of now, we don't see any uptick on that. You see, this Nalsejal depends upon the state and central government cooperation. So,
Nalsejal can depend on the state supporting, state has to contribute also. No? So unless the state contributes, central then needs the money. So, Nalsejal, we are not sure. Up till now, it has never happened as per the declared policy of the government of India and central government. Last 2 years also, whatever budget they have announced in February, they could spend only 1/3 amount. So we are not sure this year also.
Lastly, on your
ma'am, can we ask you to return to the question queue? There are other participants waiting. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question is about the Middle East impact on the polymers. You did mention in your press release that, you know, the impact on polyethylene products is much higher as compared to PVC. But just wanted to understand the broader dynamics of demand supply globally as to what in your view can be impacted more and what impact can trickle down to Supreme's product or supply because of that.
Now that this Gulf impact will impact all the polymers. They are not only making polymers, they are also supplying feedstock for the polymer to the plant based in Far East Asia, Southeast Asia. The producers are all affected. So we are going to impact to the polymer capacity worldwide big way.
So if that is the case, in your best understanding, why are the PVC prices going down right now? Is it because that the government of India, revoked the import duty for a period of 3 months? Or is it because globally the supply of PVC has increased over the past 1 month?
Import duty becoming zero doesn't improve the volume of production.
That's right. So I'm asking of PVC resin prices.
The point is that PVC is not so much affected as huge volume is coming from China. And China's production is not based on crude oil. They manufacture based on coal. So coal to PVC, China is a very large producer. It is not affected by any Gulf disruption. So China has become a big, China was a big player in India. Now they become bigger players. So because of that, PVC is not affected in India. We are getting big supply from China.
So you foresee the prices of PVC to go down further, like we have seen in the past 2 weeks. Is that understanding?
It cannot go up very much. You see, I'm bound to go up, but will not go up the way the ethylene PVC has gone up.
Understood. Got it. Very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just on the notes to accounts, the note number 6, you have mentioned the change in labor code provisioning. I noticed that the last quarter, it was mentioned that 15.38 crore is the provisioning, and in this quarter, it is mentioned as 14.4 crore. So just wanted to clarify if this is in addition to the 15.38 crore that was provided in the third quarter, or is there any sort of revaluation of provision and the net full year impact is now 14.4 crore?
Correct. Is the net full year impact? Earlier in the Q3, we have estimated based on our working But based on the actual valuation report which we have made now March 26, it is a full year impact. So 15.38 reduced to 14.4.
Okay, understood. Thanks. And secondly, on the industry, I mean, would you be able to, like for Supreme Industries, would you be able to sort of break up the volume trends that we saw in this quarter between Jan and Feb and how the trends were in March? And if you can maybe extend that to April as well, I mean, between these three periods, how were the trends for both us and the industry?
You told me the annual growth expectation. I told you, no?
Month on month volume we don't declare or we don't discuss. It's only quarter on quarter we always give the data. In April is just yet.
But annual growth we already admit to you, know, that we anticipate to grow 15 to 17% pipeline business.
For the current year.
And for this year.
We wanted April, which is not feasible.
April this year is not over now.
Yeah, anyway, we do not give month to month figure also.
Sure, sure. Any qualitative sense would have also been great, but I mean, depending on what you want to discuss, yeah.
No, as you know, the year has begun with the geopolitical conflict continued. So really, you can't think of a better things today. But yes, let us hope for the better situation to come.
Sure, sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, first question is related to sir PVC. So, what is our average procurement cost of PVC, which is standing as inventory as on 31st March?
Our inventory requirement.
Cost of the inventory, what is you are carrying the inventory cost? See, these are the classified information. We don't really disclose those kind of things.
All right. So, sir, in terms of days, what would be the number of days of PVC inventory do we have as on 31st March? Sir?
We must keep the plant adequate quantity so the plant should go running. No? We based on local and import both. Local is not adequate. So, import it is slightly more than local. Local you can get weekly also, but import we have to keep in pipeline. So we don't take a prudent decision. So their plant should not be short of raw material. It must have PVC available. But India imports 68% requirement, 32% only supplied locally. So when double the requirement met from import, and import always takes time now. So we have to keep always inventory in plant or warehouse so that your we are responsible supplier, so we never failing you supply to our customers. So we won't take a decision in a very prudent manner.
Got it, sir. So this second question on VUN, sir, what would be our volumes from VUN during the quarter?
Manji.
Bhavin.
We have buying capacity annually 70,000 tons and we anticipate that overall we will be achieving 70% of our capacity. So, Bhavin will contribute around 48,000-49,000 tons in our business volume this year.
And Bhavin plants are running normally from February onwards. See, initial 3-4 months it took time to revamp and refurbish everything. So, from February onwards they are in normal path.
So, what is the contribution in terms of volumes during Q4?
Could you return to the queue? Bhavin, sir, could you return to the queue, please?
This is just a follow-up. Just a follow-up.
So, about 4,000 a month, and from February, March, if you look at. So, for the quarter, it could be around 10,000 tons.
Got it, sir. Clear. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Chaudhary from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, if you could give us some insights on the competitive dynamics, especially after the war, where we have seen significant volatility in the resin prices. Did we see accelerated market share gains? now that the resin prices have reversed, are the small and mid manufacturers coming back strongly into the market?
Well, we are running a plant. India is a big market.
Okay. In terms of the raw material availability challenges, did you hear anything about the small manufacturers facing some issues? And
we are not a small scale producer, but we are not aware that anybody is not getting raw material. If we see adequately available.
Got it. Okay, so my second question is on the windows business. So if you could give us some sense on what kind of revenues we can expect in the next 1 year and the margins as well.
Window.
Man, at full capacity, 1 year, how much you can say?
Once we achieve full capacity utilization, then it should be about 200 to 250 crore rupees annual revenue.
Maybe you can have 250
crore rupees
annual revenue.
Get
it? Because we have pretty small capacity, so we may get 250
crore
rupees revenue annually when we start running the plant fully.
Okay. And can we assume similar
margins for this business as well? Margins are better. It's a customized window.
Profitable. We invested more than 200 crore rupees in that business. So, as you mentioned to that, we can return on the investment effect.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Durgesh Shukla from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, sir. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, my question was similar to that labor law code provisions, which has already been answered. So, thank you. No more from my side.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Shubham Shukla from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Hi, this is Shubham. I'm relatively new and currently trying to build a better understanding of this industry. I wanted to get a sense of the broad capacity utilization scenario, both for our company and the industry. From what I've observed, utilization levels seem to be largely in the 60-70 ballpark range, while capacity additions are still ongoing. I wanted to ask, what is the ideal utilization level, and how do you define lower and higher utilization bands, both for company and more broadly for the industry?
Normally, we consider if you are able to use 70% or 75% is the best utilization. Because during rainy season, demand comes down. Normally, we consider it. Sorry, worldwide, there is always 2-3 months rain period. So,
okay.
This is what we consider. Depending on business situation, sometimes we may not get 75%, we may not get 70% or 68%, something like that.
Okay, so sir, 75 is the ceiling which we hit, and like it doesn't go up more than that.
But when the business conditions are looking quite okay, if the rains remain only normal, no abnormal, no prolonged period of rainfall. With a prolonged period of rainfall, then business will be affected.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nupani from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding the plastic pipe phase volume growth which you have reported for the March quarter. Sir, you have mentioned that the agri pipe demand got impacted in the month of March because the resin prices were falling and the demand for infra pipe from Jal Jeevan Mission has not yet picked up. So, just wanted to know, what has led to such sharp growth for us in the March quarter? Is it because of the challenge?
March demand is falling due to price going down. If the price went up,
that's why the
in
demand.
The month of March, the price went up so cheaply, the farmer withdrew to buy the goods in the month of March. Now the price has come down. So now the demand is normal. Went up by 37 rupees a kilo and then came down by 33 rupees a kilo. So, Now demand is normal in agriculture, there is no issue.
No, sir, for the March quarter, wanted to know, sir, was it majorly driven by the plumbing pipe? And is it because of the channel refilling or we are seeing a strong growth for the plumbing pipe demand?
March is normally season of plumbing only. Very much demand for agriculture doesn't start big way. Big way start only after the crops are harvested. That happens around 8th or 10th of April. Then demand comes up fully.
Okay. And sir, like whether the plumbing pipe demand was coming from across the region or was it from any particular region like rural or urban, if you can throw some light over here.
Well, the country, people who build the house, they require the plumbing. People build a house in rural area and big area. So people keep on building houses. Up to tier 6 cities, houses are built. And for any house to function, it must have plumbing.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the PVC resin price, sir, can you just specify what would be the current PVC resin price in the market right now? And do you see any further pressure in the PVC resin prices in the near future?
Now, current Ramri price is around 81 rupees a kilo. And we anticipate that as rupees gone down, and prices will go up now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kumar Soumya from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, couple of questions from my side. Am I audible, sir?
I'm very interested, please.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to understand the raw material availability. You said PVC is abundant. So how is the situation on SDP side, PP, polystyrene? How are they currently available in the market?
To our knowledge, all lumber are available in India.
Okay.
We don't see any problem, any raw material which is not available.
Got it. And sir, secondly, sir, you said ki the volume for 4Q from Wavin is about 10,000 tons since the plant started from February onwards. So is it that the plant did not contribute before that and this is the annual volume as well?
Annually, we should get 50,000 tons from them.
In FY26, how much was that, sir?
Last year, we just started the month of August, then we were revamping. So we get normal production only from February. So we might have got 10,000 tons in this quarter. But now for the full year, we anticipate we may get 48 to 50,000 tons this year.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was all from my side. I'll come back in. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star followed by one on the handsets. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up question. Just referring to the other expenditure number in the quarter, is 390 crores. And this number was similar in third quarter also. So despite 25% volume growth on QOQ basis, just wanted to understand if there is any one-off, one-time adjustment to this number.
No, nothing specific.
Typically, sir, this number generally in fourth quarter goes up because of higher volumes. So hence, I was wondering if there is any adjustment which is done on any line item.
This other expenses number consists of either repairs or the advanced publicity, which was controlled right from quarter three itself when this year was not going well. So no inflation or no increase in those kind of figures.
Okay. So publicity was 125 crore last year. So it's basically flat YOY in what you're saying.
No, this year it is 98 crore only. For the
year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Darshita from DSP Mutual Fund. Go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted some understanding on the depreciation. We had already capitalized up to the cash outflow when we see in the second half was roughly 566 crores due to investments. Which was about 814 crore as of FY26, which is a 250 odd crores of increase in the capex. but the depreciation to that extent seems to be very high. The depreciation increase in the second half seems to be very high. What could be the reason behind this?
Ma'am, you have to see the last year capital work in progress, which was more than 400 crore, which did also has got capitalized this year. And our closing work in progress is only 136 crore. So when you look at assets, you have to look at the, because whatever payments have been made previous years and the work in progress also get capitalized.
Got it. Okay. And then this year, we believe it will further go up with the 1,000-odd crores.
Wavin acquisition also separately.
Right. No, no. Even if I take into account Wavin, the depreciation increase seems to be higher than a normal, like a usual number.
Our total addition to assets is 1,400 crore this year, including what added to the block.
Okay, 1,400 crore would also include Wavin.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, few questions. Sir, how should we understand PVC resin prices, resin made via carbide route and resin made, resin which is made by EDC, it means VCM route?
No, both resin, they make PVC and PVC make the product. So there is no difference for you. If suppose some carbide maker PVC, if the VCM contains more than 1%, then people don't consider it a good material for use of quality PVC pipe. Majority of them make carbide used PVC keeping VCM content less than 1%. So less than 1% VCM content PVC, there is no issue compared to carbide or resin. We don't see any problem.
Sure, sir. That is.
This was produced by DCM for last more than 3-4 decades in India.
Okay, that is helpful. Sir, second is any update on our windows and profiles business? That is one. And secondly, anything on the gas piping side? I think we did receive an order on electrofusion fittings from Maharashtra Natural Gas Limited a while back. So how are both these businesses actually doing, sir?
Window of our plant is started. We started selling in the month of March already. And gas pipe, we not only supply the pipe, we supply the fitting also. We are the only company as on today who supply the pipe and electrofusion fitting required for carrying pipe natural gas. We got order from 3-4 gas companies and more orders under negotiation. So that will meet the requirement for carrying the pipe under the ground and above the ground. We make PE, aluminium PE, composite pipe. That also we issue order. That also will meet the requirement of handling the natural gas.
Sir, how big can this business be for us, the gas piping business?
We don't know how big the company will buy. We can't say now. It took only complete decide. We are capable to supply quite a volume.
Okay. How much is our capacity over here?
We will capacity, and we can make 10,000 ton pipe per month actually, but that is spread over 9 plants. So, depend on which plant they will place order, accordingly we may supply them. We can supply easily 1,000 ton monthly.
Okay.
From our 3-4 location.
Okay. And sir, windows and profiles, sir, have we launched it on a pan-India basis or is it only in a few states? And what is the capacity over here and how do we see this growing?
Only in UP and NCR.
Only UP and NCR. Okay. And sir, how much is our capacity over here?
It is around 10,000 window per month.
Sure. This is helpful, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Praneet Bomisetti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So I understand that we did great performance. I was wondering, in terms of consolidation of the market, how have you seen the organization of the overall market? And in terms of CPVC also, I think Astral had very lofty goals in terms of dominating at a much higher rate. So could you explain how are you seeing the Astral at entering CPVC, and how are you facing competition on the ground versus an organization of the market, and how has the organized players expanded in the market?
There are many suppliers in our country. I don't follow what you want to ask from us. We are one of the suppliers. Astral is supplier, Ashiva is supplier, Prince is supplier, many suppliers. So there are many suppliers.
Sorry, I think I didn't. I'm not clear to my question. I was about talking about the market share. How has Supreme grown in terms of its market share and its CPVC versus the other piping divisions? And do you what kind of market
share? We don't know market share. We don't know the market share of our company in the CPVC market. We don't know.
What about the other segments, sir, rather than CPVC in the piping division?
Maybe 12 to 13%.
Do you have any goals in terms of expanding it from the 13% mark to 20%, let's say? Like, what is the company doing in terms of expanding the market share?
What? We have planned to grow.
Yeah, like, what are the ideas internally that you have thought in terms of which market share would you like to grow to from the 13% levels today?
Go on putting more capacity, go on making, offering more system, go on making more SKU in each system, go on appointing distributor dealer, go on working in the export market. So there are so many avenues to do that. And we are working on all those avenues.
But let's just,
business.
By let's say 2032 or 2030, like in the next 4 years, what kind of market share targets does the management have today?
We are working more now first how to increase our export business. Our export business plastic processing is only $5 million. So we are working first how to reach $50 million very shortly. So our top focus today to grow big way in export market. And definitely grow big way in Indian market also. Plastic piping system we have put on a great growth path.
Understood, sir. But in terms of exports, like in terms of competition, because the pipe is usually mostly air, it's like really volumetric rather than weight. Won't it be difficult to compete in the national market? Like, what are the markets you're looking to compete in?
I don't say pipe. I say piping system.
Okay. So in terms of,
I mean only pipe, which will be fitting also.
Okay, so in terms, so you're not interested in just pipes export, you're interested in the fittings part of it, is it?
We will give both.
Okay, so, and which geographies are we targeting, sir, today? Like, in the short term, like,
throughout the world.
Okay, but like, for the 500 million segment, are we looking at Middle East, Africa, or like, we're looking further also?
No, Middle East is a very small market for us. We want to put the other market also. Middle East, we are operating for many years. Now we are making many parts of the world. Let us succeed, then we come back to you. Today only $5 million, so what is nothing here to talk.
So when we are like...
So can we ask you to return to the question queue, sir?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Sir, this question is specifically on Nal Se Jal. What we understand is there is a CAG audit which is going on in a few states in the country. Sir, how do you read into this? Is that the reason why you indicated Nal Se Jal will actually be slow, or is there any other way to actually read it?
Actually, fair question. CAG audit is going on. That's why he says that there is a CAG audit for the Nal Se Jal. That is why we are talking less growth for Nal Se Jal. I'm not aware. What is CAG?
CAG. Controller and Auditor General.
They don't know
what. I don't know
what. We are not aware. From you said today only.
We don't think so, Ritesh. That can be the reason.
Okay. Fair. Any other reason why the government is probably going slow, sir?
No. Unless state government participate and they release their part of contribution, the central government is not releasing the funds. So still, we don't see the funds coming to the ground.
Anyway, we are a small player in the water supply scheme. But as you are aware, in last 2 years, government, when the budget was moved to this parliament, they announced 67,000 crore expenditure. And for last 2 years, every year, 67,000 they announced, and they spent only 22,000 crore. So, the question to our mind is, because the state government has to make their share. So, whichever state government contribute, then the central government is the money.
Okay. Sir, just for understanding, if earlier the project was 100 rupees, how much was the contribution from the central government?
We have no idea. You can check with central government, dear friend.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So question is on, like, you've added 5 manufacturing facilities over the last 12 months. So you added 5 manufacturing plants over the last 1 year. Could you talk about the how closer you've got in terms of customers and the lead distance reduction that you've been able to get because of these new plants? And is there a numerical number in terms of savings that on the logistics cost that you've been able to get because of the new manufacturing facilities you were to move closer to the customer?
We meet very good to the customers. The whole idea is the customer can work with our go-down, our plant, which is a go-down.
So, is there a savings that numbers in terms of percentage that you've been able to get by moving closer to the customer, 1 or 2% saving that you've been able to get, savings on the logistics?
The whole idea is to provide better service to our customer.
So it becomes more affordable to the customer. So we are not taking the saving into our account, but we are becoming more competitive and more efficient.
Sure. So the second part is you've added more SKUs, as you mentioned. There are some white spaces that you said that you've been able to close that. Could you talk about the number of SKUs you've added and some of the white spaces which were there in terms of that those products were not there you've been able to introduce this year?
We were 15,600 plus some SKU, and we were 45 system. Which is, we are going already more and more SKU in this 45 system, and we are going to do 1-2 more system this year.
Oh, got it. Was there any gap that, because some of the checks that we do, we understand that high rises is an area where there was some gap in products. Have you been able to close those product gaps?
We don't have any gap now. Nothing. No gap.
Okay.
How is the best system to get?
Got it. Now, when you compare Supreme with vis-a-vis an Astral, and specifically in the CPVC segment or Ashirvad, which areas have you identified where there are spaces now and that you've been working to close those gaps?
There are so many parts of the country we have to still make our product available. India is a huge country.
Correct. This last part is, so you've been able to, on a long period average, you've been able to grow around 13%. So if one looks at the year going ahead, in your view, what's the kind of volume growth that you believe you should be able to achieve? And we understand there have been uncertainties, which always have been.
There's no uncertainty. We look forward to achieve 2 million tons.
Okay, in the current financial year.
Not financial. Total, what you say, what is your dream? So our dream is to achieve 2 million ton.
Okay.
Presently only 6 lakh ton. So a long way to go.
Understand, sir. And on a profitability basis, what in your view is a sustainable EBITDA or EBIT margin that you see is that one should look at on a sustainable basis. We understand some quarter there are inventory losses, some quarter inventory gains. But if one irons that out, what's the sustainable level that one should expect?
Yeah, that we must get return more than 25% on the capital employed. So we are earning more than 25% year after year for last 18 years. Now, 18 years, we are seeing that our return on average capital employed is more than 25%. And that is the only criteria we follow in our company.
Understand. Sure. Yeah. So those were my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun from 361 Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check, by when will the Greenfield project be operational?
Greenfield project? No, no, we have to yet to start the work.
Yeah, Patna. So by when?
All the four plants what we are now talking should be operational by end of March 27.
Ah, but not fully, partly operational. Yeah. The full operation is always 2 years. Now we start, we have the land in our hand. So we start the work. So it will be definitely some capacity will be available this year and fully ready in next 2 years.
Okay. And sir, on the realization front, since last year, you know, the PVC price on an average for the full year was less than around 70 rupees per kg, and now expectation is slightly higher, right? I mean 75 to 80 rupees. Then is it possible that there will be better margin expansion than what we have guided around 14-14.5%, because our realization will be better going forward?
We don't only PVC, we make CPVC also, we make polythene also, we make linear load LCD also. So, we believe the 14.5% margin will give us return in excess of 25% of capital employed.
And it's sustainable.
So we work on a sustainable business. A sustainable business, we must earn 25% of the money what we invest.
Okay.
And if we are earning better margin than 25%, we go on expanding.
So on the PVC segment, like price plastic pipe segment, like overall, what is the realization that we aim? Suppose if PVC, you know, kind of stabilize around 75 rupees per kg, like is there any kind of
there are several products in PVC also. So every product has a different margin basis based on the investment what we have made to make that product. You have several types of PVC made by any company. Several applications also. So there is no fixed formula. It depends on the money what we invest in that business, we equally price our product. It's quite complex.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Our last question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from AMSEC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Hello. Yeah, sir, you mentioned that the PVC volume decline for the entire year was 9% for FY26. You know, can we further get into decline for infra, agri and plumbing at the industry level?
Not decline in our company. I said the country has declined, not PVC. I said plastic piping business had a degrowth of 9% in the country. Now, which application only the raw material producer can supply? We don't have idea.
And you mentioned a 15-17% volume growth in piping, so that includes Wavin as well, right?
Yes. Wavin is part of our company only now. There is no Wavin.
Right.
What is the unit of Supreme Industries?
Right. And so one last question. We had some outstanding 14 million kind of rupees pending from the JJM mission. So are we yet to recover that?
Money recovered.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We are very thankful to all the analyst, very intelligent question, and we thank very much DAM Capital for providing for support and assistance to us, and very much thankful to Mr. Ashim Asa. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.